Good morning and welcome back to the Roundtable. Our Falling Into Place series spotlights the important work of and fosters collaboration between not-for-profit organizations in our communities, allowing us all to fall into place. Falling Into Place is supported by the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation, providing a helping hand to turn inspiration into accomplishment. See more possibilities, see more promise, see more progress. This week, we focus on Youth FX in Albany, which looks to empower young people by teaching them the technical and creative aspects of digital filmmaking and media production. To tell us more about this really, really cool program, we are joined by Bawan Sushak, who is director, executive director, and program developer. And it's a great pleasure to have Bawan with us this morning. Thank you very much for being here.
Yeah, well, thank you, Joe. I appreciate you having us on.
Great pleasure having you. You've been doing some really cool work for a long time. You've been around for a decade.
Yeah, this is a really big year for us. This is our 10-year anniversary, and, you know, we're really excited to be, you know, kind of celebrating and also really, in a way, I think, you know, kind of like reintroducing ourselves to the city of Albany and the region as a really, you know, dynamic group of you know, young people that are really creating some incredible films and media and you know, I think making a change and an impact in the region.
How did you get started? How did this program get started a decade ago?
Yeah, so 10 years ago, you know, we started as a small summer program. It was a four-week program, and honestly, there was only 12 young people in it. And really, the sort of, you know, inspiration was the fact that, you know, I grew up in Africa. I grew up in East Africa, and I moved to the U.S. When I was 11, and you know, I never thought I could be a filmmaker. I never thought I could be in this industry. And as I grew up and you know, became an educator in Albany, I realized that there weren't a lot of programs, you know, out there for young people, specifically young people of color in the community that I was living in, which was in the South End. And so, you know, really that was the impulse, was to say, you know, I want to start, you know, creating something that can allow young people to have an option to understand and learn film and also participate. And so we ended up actually starting the program as a program of Grant Street Community Arts, which is based on in the South End. And it was just, you know, 12 young people. And I really leaned on three incredible young people who are still with the program: Rashid Howell, Darian Henry, and Majestic Tillman. And that was part of why, to me, the program has been so successful, is it's really been led by young people, and they've been driven the programming and you know, what they're sort of interested in and the ways that they want to kind of learn have shaped my, you know, role as an educator, as a program developer, and really made the program responsive to their needs. And so, you know, we grew from that 12 kids in that first summer program to now we have programs all throughout the city. Albany High School, the public libraries, and our summer intensive has grown to a five-week program, and we work with almost 500 kids a year. So it's really, you know, an incredible amount of growth. And I think part of it is that there's such a desire for that type of expression through film. I mean, it's such an exciting medium, and I think, you know, young people who have never really had access to it are, you know, really excited to be participating.
You know, it's something interesting. I mean, obviously, I'm a broadcaster and I'm on the radio, and I've been doing this my entire life. But I do find it interesting because of this segment and featuring nonprofit groups throughout, I don't know, however long we've been doing the program over the years. And we talk a lot about, dance programs for young people. Mm-hmm. We talk a lot about arts programs for visual art, mm-hmm. for people, music, obviously. And you don't hear a lot about film, about video, mm-hmm. radio. And I'm curious, so you were on this before a lot of other people were on it, and I'm curious mm-hmm. what it's been like of sort of selling that, if you will, for want of a better term, to the schools, to the library, to the other community centers, of saying, yeah, this is something, because it strikes me as, obviously, it doesn't have to be an either or. Kids can be involved in all of those and get immersed into all these wonderful arts programs. But to not forget that, yes, this is an art in and of itself.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's been interesting also because I think since we started the program, you know, the whole industry and digital media and the internet has really exploded. So that even, you know, that way of expressing yourself through film and video has evolved. And I think, you know, at times it has been a challenging sell for people. But now I really kind of think about it and I say, you know, film is something that and creating media is something that I think is so crucial in a way. Through just the development of all people in this country, I mean, we need to understand how it's created and so that we're not just sort of passively consuming it and kind of being at its will. And I think that what you see is that when young people are given the power and the tools to create, they become really kind of empowered by it and start to find their voice, you know. And I think that as time has grown, the demand has really grown for our programs. And, you know, thankfully, I have to just, you know, shout out the City of Albany and Albany Housing Authority, because we just moved into a new space at the end of December at 25 Warren Street, which is down in the South End across from the Capitol South Campus Center. And I think, you know, the support that we've gotten has grown over the years because people are seeing the impact that the films that these young people are making, the stories they're telling about their communities, and the fact that they're not only are having an incredible amount of exposure and artistic, you know, creativity and collaboration with their peers, but some of these young people are going on to careers in this field. I mean, you know, a lot of people don't realize that, you know, the media and entertainment industry is one of the largest industries in the country.
Right.
I think it's like, you know, $600 billion, $700 billion a year. And so this is, you know, an incredible fun program. I mean, there's nothing more fun than being on set and making a film, but it's also something that could be a pathway to a college and a, you know, and a career. And I think, you know, that's the thing that we've really recognized as we've grown, because we've been so lucky to have so many young people stay with the program. And become, you know, educators with us or become producers. We've started a production company last year with our alums who have gone to college but want to stay in Albany or come back to Albany. And so I think, you know, initially it was kind of a tricky sell for the high schools. But I think as it's kind of grown, people are saying, you know, this is really an art form and a way of expressing yourself that's actually like crucial to young people.
Two things that you just brought up that I would like to get to. Well, one was an observation that I made that when I was reading up on you and looking at some of the films and so forth. I love the fact that your age group is really like from 10 to 24, which skews much older than most programs like this that cut kids off as they hit high school or whatever. And I assume that is to achieve exactly what you were talking about of seeing them into a career setting.
Yeah, you know, and I think when we first started, we were very, you know, sort of laser focused on high school students.
Yeah.
But I think as we've grown, well, first off, you have younger kids who are just like, well, do I got to wait till I'm 14, you know? And so that was a great, you know, result of a partnership with the public libraries who allowed us to have programs for younger students and really travel to the different branches. But then as again, they kind of left the program or aged out, you know, so to speak, at 18, 19, they young people who were still in Albany or went to college wanted to come back and be a part of it, because what they were finding was that it was a resource place. It was a community. And I think ultimately, you know, what I feel really in some ways the most proud of is the fact that we've created a really incredible, powerful community of young people who know how to actually access those skills for their own, you know, sort of economic sustainability, but also to sort of partner and create, you know, smaller kind of pockets of, you know, groups of people that are making films and doing their own projects, making music videos. And I think when, you know, when we talk about our older programs, you know, we have a program called the PA Institute where we train people to be on film and television sets. And one of the things that we're kind of doing, we're working in partnership with a lot of local organizations, is to try and bring more film productions up to Albany. You know, Albany has had some really incredible films come over the years. And actually, a couple years ago, we worked on a film with one of my former students that ended up at Sundance called As You Are. And, you know, a lot of our students were on set. They actually got paid to work on set. And so you have the PA Institute. And then we have this other program called NextDoc, which is a national program partnered with the Carey Institute for Global Good.
Yep.
And that's for documentary filmmakers. So what we try to do is really create these pathways that you can start the program at 10 years old, making a small a small short film on a one-day program. And fast forward 15 years, and you could be stepping into a career in the film and television industry with an incredible amount of support, community, and a resume of films, you know. And I think for us, it's really about developing, you know, young people into, you know, powerful and, you know, independent thinkers and people that really know how to, you know, kind of navigate this dynamic industry, which actually requires you to understand a lot of, you know, entrepreneurial skills. So, you know, it's a kind of a wide ranging, you know, amount of things that you're going to end up being exposed to when you're part of Youth FX, which I think is why it's so exciting to people. It's not this sort of like very, you know, sort of structured thing. It can be you can kind of make it whatever you want to make it, you know, and that's exciting.
Bob Wensuchak is our guest. He is executive director of Youth FX, located in Albany, New York. In a previous answer, you said something that I thought was very key, and that is that you give the opportunity to these young people to tell their stories of their communities and where they live.
Yeah.
In the films that I was looking at, so many of them did just that. These were kids who were telling their stories And whether it's growing, just about growing up and what they're going through, but very much a reflection of the communities that they come from and the importance of that. And I'm wondering, is that sort of a natural inclination on the part of a young person as to what they want to work on? Or is that a, for want of a better term, a curriculum that you have instilled in saying, here are some ideas that we think maybe you could start off on?
You know what it is? It's honestly like one of the things that I've learned is that, you know, young people want to see themselves reflected on the screen, you know, and right now there's a huge, you know, conversation going on in this country about diversity and representation. And I think that, you know, Youth FX from the beginning has really been about working with young people from communities of color that I think historically have been ignored by this, you know, by this industry and by access. And I think that, you know, when you were seeing, you know, young people and people in general just flock to films like Black Panther and A Wrinkle in Time, and you have incredible diversity being reflected now on television, and we need more. And the only way we're going to get more is if we train young people at an early age. So I think when we kind of expose them to this medium and give them the tools, and we say, well, what do you guys want to talk about? What are the stories you want to tell? They are gravitated to wanting to tell stories about their own lives and about things that they see around them. You know, in some ways, they are kind of emulating the things that they see. You know, you have young people who want to make, you know, films in specific genres or things they're inspired by. But ultimately, I think the most rewarding, you know, factor is sometimes it's just being able to say, this is my movie. This is a story that I came up with. And inevitably, you know, it's going to reflect who they are as young people. You know, and I think, you know, when we go through our documentaries and we're telling stories about places and you know, people in the city that people have never heard of. You know, some people have never heard of the Quail Street Boxing Gym, which is right up the street here from the studios, which is an incredible national program, you know. And then our you know, one of our students said, I'm tired of seeing stories about my community where it's all about, you know, gun violence and shootings. And she's like, there's this incredible place that my brother goes and he's and he's trained there. And it's a boxing gym, you know, right in Arbor Hill that nobody really knows about, you know. And so, again, you know, even the narrative short films, it's like, they're the ones that are writing the scripts. They're the ones that are acting. They're going to put themselves in front of the screen, in front of the camera, you know. And so it's a really, you know, to me, it's like it's the switch that happens when you're able to understand and access the tools that, oh, wait a minute, I can be in front of the camera, behind the camera, and I can be in control of the story.
Yesterday, we were having a peaceful day at the Donahue household. My wife and I were sitting on the couch, and we were just sort of talking and looking over the news of the day. And my wife showed me a picture from the White House of the 2018 class of interns.
Yeah, so,
and it's a very white picture. It's a lot of white people, and we commented on it. And then about an hour later, I'm working on this segment, and I'm going over, and you have a page on your website that says Who We Are, and you have a picture of the whole group there. And I turned the computer screen to my wife, and I said, wouldn't it be nice if that's what the White House internship program looked at? You could not have a more diverse, great-looking bunch of young men and women than you have in your group.
Well, thank you. I mean, and I think that again, is a testament, too, to us, you know, building relationships with so many incredible community organizations that we have in Albany, and people that, you know, understand the fact that, you know, this is something that a lot of kids want to do, and sometimes if they don't have access to that, they might never. I mean, you know, I think of a kid that maybe had never known that they could be a filmmaker or director, a cinematographer, an actor, and you know, we see kids coming out of the woodwork all the time. We work at Albany High School, and, you know, we notice kids that for the first time, I never heard about Youth FX. I can make movies. Like, that's a huge empowering thing, you know? And I think, you know, one of the things I did want to mention is, you know, that we do have, you know, an annual showcase every year, and that's going to be coming up at the Spectrum 8 Theaters. And you're just going to actually see these incredible films, and I really encourage you people to come out. It's April 19th and April 24th at the Spectrum Theater, and you can go to our website and our social media pages, and you can find information on how to buy tickets. They do sell out every year, so that's something I want people to understand, that, you know, you got to get your tickets in advance. But it's a really exciting moment because they're getting to see their films on the big screen for the first time. And that's where everything clicks.
Thrilling.
And then we have a Q&A afterwards. So that's when, the community engagement part really kind of shines right there, because you're going to have the filmmakers, the actors, writers, you know, cinematographers speaking directly to their audience and talking about the process of making the film. And to me, that's really where you can kind of get – a sense of how deep these young people are thinking about these films and are considering all the different aspects of the storytelling.
The world premiere screening event is April 19th and the 24th at Spectrum 8 in downtown Albany. You can find out more about that event as well as about the entire program, Youth FX, by going to youthfx.org, youthfx.org. Links will be posted along with this interview at our website as well, wamc.org/roundtable. Bhavan Sushak is the executive director of the program. Thank you very much for sharing with us. A great pleasure to have you.
Well, thank you so much, Joe.
Thank you. Falling Into Place is supported by the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation, providing a helping hand to turn inspiration into accomplishment. See more possibilities, see more promise, see more progress.